What are your overall feelings about the passage of the Debt Transparency Act, and how does that help you and the people of Illinois?
To say overall, I'm thrilled because it's really the largest transparency initiative to hit the Comptroller's Office and the state of Illinois in quite some time. This will allow whoever is in the Office of Comptroller, the state's chief fiscal officer, much more visibility as to the true extent of the state's liabilities, which is an essential component in responsibly managing both debt and cash flow, even in good times, but even more importantly, during times of fiscal crisis, which is exactly where we're still at today. In the past, for all these years, the state's chief fiscal officer has been somewhat managing the state's finances blind. There's only a limited amount of visibility that we have on the existing bills or liabilities that the state has incurred. And those would be whatever invoices or vouchers have already been submitted to my office for payment. Those are the only vouchers that I can see. And then I only get to see the true extent in terms of the aggregate amount of liabilities that the state has once a year. It's in a report that is sent to me in October, and the extent of the report is nothing more than the name of the state agency with an aggregate amount of money for the total liabilities that they're sitting at. So, for example, Central Management Services in October sent me their report, which was nothing more than the name of the agency, the contact person, contact number, and then a total number of liabilities, in their case, about $5.8 billion worth of bills. I don't know how old the bills are. I don't know whether those bills are generating late payment interest penalties or not, and if they are, at what percentage. I don't know much of anything. I don't even know if those bills were legally authorized, in other words, appropriated by the legislature, or if they are a result of deficit spending. In other words, the legislature did not approve the spending. That's the current situation today. And by the way, I get that report in October, and it's only current as of June 30th. So by the time I even get it, it's already over 3 months late. So it's really essentially useless for any state chief fiscal officer. Can't really come up with a comprehensive debt management or cash management plan if you don't know the extent of the bills that might be coming your way in the near or even not so near future, which has been the case up to now. Now, the new bill, the Debt Transparency Act, will mandate that these state agencies, they have to report to me instead of once a year, on a monthly basis. And that's going to be, it's generally best practices in any kind of business. And so we want to make sure that we're running the state comptroller's office, most importantly, the state's finances in a professional manner. So this will get monthly reporting. And as part of the monthly reporting, it's not just going to be a lump sum number. It will be an aggregate number, but it will also tell me what the late payment interest penalties are that are associated to that aggregate number on a monthly basis. And I'll also know whether or not those bills have been appropriated for. In other words, are they authorized spending by the legislature, or is this, in fact, deficit spending? I will also know whether or not those bills can eventually be paid out of a dedicated fund or whether they have to be paid out of the general revenue funds, which are basically the revenues that I utilize to triage through this fiscal crisis on any given day. So if there are certain bills that essentially could be paid out of dedicated funds that would allow me to have more cash liquidity for day-to-day expenditures on the general revenue side, that's the kind of information that the state's chief fiscal officer, in other words, I would like to know. And it will help us be able to have a better handle of what the bills are that will eventually be coming my way and what's the best way that I could go about paying them down.
With those reforms in place, what is your overall assessment of Illinois' cash flow?
Well, cash flow is a very difficult thing right now because I don't exactly know what the bills are that will be coming my way. For example, in the month of May, I went to bed thinking that our bill backlog was $13.3 billion. And, you know, that's enough to give anybody nightmares. But it's even more so when every day you look at what you have in terms of your general revenue fund dollars. And that's essentially what I have available for cash flow management. And so I might be putting together a game plan on how I'm going to attack certain priority bills over the next week and the next month and even next quarter. But let's say I went to bed that day in May thinking, okay, I have $13.3 billion. These are the bills that I have in my shop that I have to come up with a game plan for paying them down. I have my game plan. I go to bed, I wake up, and now there's $1 billion more on that bill backlog that I had no idea was coming my way. It makes it almost impossible to properly manage cash flow when now all of a sudden I have an additional $1 billion worth of bills that are requesting payment. So without the Debt Transparency Act, this type of nonsense can continue to happen. These massive surprises, which of course are not good surprises, make it very, very difficult to get a handle on the state's finances in a way that would allow me to be able to set up a plan of attack. So cash flow has been incredibly difficult. Now, even with the debt transparency in place, you know, let's say I know that the true extent of the bill backlog is not $16 billion. It might be much worse. It might be 17 or 18. As bad as that is, it's okay, because at least if I know that those bills exist, I can then manage the debt and also have a better idea of how I'm going to manage my day-to-day cash flow. But cash flow, when you're looking at, you know, bill backlogs, the extent that Illinois has, you know, last week it was 16.7. As of today, we're closer to about 12.6 because we've been paying down the bill backlog with the proceeds of the bond sale. You know, eventually we're going to invest fully about $9 billion into paying down the bill backlog. So we'll go from 16 to, you know, even though we're paying down the bills, we still have bills coming in. So we'll probably hover somewhere around the $8 billion mark once all these bills have been paid down. But to the same extent, when you have, even if it's $8 billion and you have limited revenues coming in, you don't have a lot of cash flow. This is the new reality of the controller's office for now. But hopefully, with issues like more transparency coming down the pipeline starting in January, we'll be able to get monthly reporting that will hopefully put this deficit spending that has been unchecked for so many years and has been completely out of control, particularly over the last 2.5 years of Governor Rauner's administration. This Debt Transparency Act will hopefully begin to curb the wild deficit spending that has been happening, and people will be able to see it way before it collects the amount that you get surprised with the $1 billion backlog of bills you had no idea was coming.
Speaking of Governor Rauner, what is your general impression to at least his thoughts on the Debt Transparency Act, particularly his comments that it's sort of a make-work bill?
Well, it's just nonsense. I mean, there were 164 legislators of both parties, Democrats and Republicans. As a matter of fact, in the House of Representatives, every single Republican, including the leaders, voted to override Governor Rauner because they understood that, you know, this isn't about making more work. It's about creating more transparency on how the state is spending taxpayers' dollars. And in fact, by not having this legislation in place, by only requiring yearly updates to the state's chief fiscal officer, it's costing the state of Illinois hundreds of millions of dollars more in lost opportunity, because we're already on the hook for over $900 million in late payment interest penalties. And most of that is because we have no idea how the state's spending taxpayer dollars. So the sooner we can figure that out, the sooner we can put a rein on deficit spending. That's absolute, not just like a few dollars in savings for taxpayers. You're talking up to hundreds of millions, if not even billions, of wasted dollars because of the lack of transparency in the state of Illinois. So look, we're asking the state agencies to do a little bit more in terms of sending us the information on a more regular basis. But this isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter. And you would think that the governor, of all people, as a self-proclaimed successful businessman, would understand that this is an absolutely necessary thing to do to stabilize our state's finances. At the same time, when you have a governor who has deficit spent at a greater level than any governor in the history of the state of Illinois, you could understand why he would want to continue to hide that fact from the general public, principally from taxpayers. So look, the Republicans, members of his own party, and every single fiscally conservative and responsible person that I know in Springfield voted to override the governor, and the total votes cast were 164 votes in favor of the debt transparency to only 3 lone little holdouts for the governor. And so that's clear. Look, this is not about making more work. It's not about working harder. It's about working smarter, and it's about saving hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars over the next, you know, decade for taxpayers in the state of Illinois.
And to wrap things up, particularly with some of the bond payments that you've made to at least put a dent in that initial bit of debt, how would you say that's affected some of the agencies that have been basically starving for state payments when it comes to the budget deficit? And how does it go from here?
Well, clearly, it's the best news at any agency, as well as, most importantly, the vendors who have been waiting for up to 2 years to get paid have heard in the last few years, right? So just over last week, starting Wednesday and even today, and over the next few days, we're going to continue to pay down the almost $9 billion that we're going to be able to get after the $6 billion bond authorization goes through. Now, you might wonder why $9 billion? That's because we had $6 billion that we were authorized to go to the market with. And because we got such an amazing rate, you know, we were paying 12% interest on the majority of our late bills. We were able to refinance $6 billion worth of that at a 3.5% interest rate. And because we got such a spectacular interest rate and because of the strength of our bonds, the market actually gave us a premium for going to the market and selling those bonds. So even though we were only authorized to sell $6 billion, we got the full $6 billion at 3.5%. And then the market gave us a bonus of $480 million. So essentially you could say that, you know, they wanted our bonds so bad that they gave us a $500 million premium for selling them these bonds at an incredibly low interest rate given our state's financial situation. So this is a major win for anybody who's been waiting on money. It's a major win for the people of the state of Illinois because, you know, this isn't new borrowing. It's more so refinancing of the existing borrowing or debt that the governor has incurred, but basically that the state has incurred by asking so many vendors across the state of Illinois to unwillingly lend the state of Illinois money because they entered into contracts and the state has waited up to 1 year or 2 years, even more than 2 years with certain categories to pay them back. So I would much rather we borrow that money from Wall Street at 3.5% than ask some mom-and-pop business to lend that money. And ultimately, they go 2 years without getting paid, and then eventually when they do, they'll be, you know, we get charged as a state 12% interest for paying our bills late. So we take 12%, bring it down to 3.5%, get an extra bonus for having done that, and then we're going to be able to spend some of that money towards Medicaid dollars, which will allow us to get federal matches on. And so we'll take that $6.5 billion, match it with federal dollars where we can, and it turns into closer to $9 billion, which is just a gigantic help and relief to people who have been waiting for far too long. It still, unfortunately, doesn't solve the entirety of the problem. We still are going to have about $7.5 to $8 billion worth of a backlog. And then that backlog is going to continue to go up incrementally until we're able to make some major payments into paying it down. As you know, we're still not out of the woods yet. The governor continues to deficit spend. Hopefully, once the Debt Transparency Act is in full force, we will be able to shine some light on some of this deficit spending, which will hold people accountable to stop doing it, right? You can't really have accountability until you have full transparency. So this is a huge step in getting our state on better fiscal footing. And, you know, it's a great week. We have the Debt Transparency Act. We were able to infuse $6.5 billion, which will turn into $9 billion, into the marketplace for our vendors who have been really hurting bad across the state. So it's going to help small businesses across the state, and it's going to help social service providers and so many people that have been victimized by this budget impasse. So I guess that's all really great news for this week.
Finally, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just think it's important to say that, you know, our office, the Office of Controller, is doing everything we can to try to either introduce legislation and pass it or just manage our office in a way that really protects and safeguards the taxpayer dollar. We want to be truthful with the public as to what's happening, at least during my watch, and report those numbers and be fully transparent. So our website, we're going to be making these numbers available to the people. We want constituents to know how their money is being spent and how we are going about as the steward of their dollar towards paying down the bill backlog. It's an office that's been around a long time, but I'm going to do my best to try to redefine why this office is so important to taxpayers, to to get behind issues of transparency and accountability, but to also moving forward set a vision for where this office can be in terms of greater access to technology that will help us be more transparent. But in the meantime, do what we need to do to have no excuse other than we're going to get the job done to share the information to the public that they deserve to know, whether it's the old-fashioned way and eventually, hopefully, the very modern way through updated systems that we ourselves will be investing in and having a vision to implement.